am I? Workday passes like.
You might have heard on News and Views this morning with Joel Heitkamp when he had Randy Kreil of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department on that the Game and Fish Department in the state was trying to wrangle and finagle with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to let the public on federal lands in North Dakota, the WPAs, despite the shutdown. You heard Randy say that I think the one person within the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service decided that, no, they're going to close the federal public land during the shutdown to hunting. North Dakota said, no, we would like to allow people to do that because we have our pheasant opener this weekend. And so I just received an email from Randy that says, indeed, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has capitulated. First time I've seen the word capitulate in an email. To North Dakota's call for public land access. And, oh, as it so happens, we had Randy Kreil scheduled for 4:35 as well to talk about outdoor stuff in general so he can comment on it then. What are you doing over there, Jurgi? Paul Juergens, KFGO News Director, walks in here.
Capitulate is, I think they're just trying to not be critical, right? They're saying, well, they've decided. So that's kind of a safe word.
So what it should have read was...
No.
Federal bureaucratic idiots give in to glorious North Dakota
boys. No, I don't think that was.
Is that what they meant to say?
I don't think so. No. But I guess that's in your interpretation.
That would be my interpretation. You're making faces.
What are we doing here?
You're flailing your arms around.
Oh, this thing here.
What?
Oh, son of a Gunderson's been up to something again.
Explain what he's been up to. Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
He's put this gal, I didn't know who she was, and she's supposed to be Scarlett Johansson.
Sure,
he's put it on her on a computer screen here, and she's supposed to be the sexiest woman alive or something.
Yeah.
And she won this week, and I didn't know who she was. Well, and now I do, and so Daniel.
Well, how do you rate her among the sexiest women alive?
I'm not going to go there.
Why?
I'm just not going to.
You're not going to play that game?
No, I'm not. I don't take part in those kind of things. Nobody asked me, so I wasn't.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
Stop it.
1 being ugly as sin and 10 being perfection, how would you rate Scarlett Johansson?
What did you hear about that? German.
Don't change the subject. Just give me a number.
Is 10 the high?
Yes, 10 is the best. 1 is the worst.
No, I'm not going to. She's about 8.5.
Okay, thank you. That's all I asked. I would concur with you.
Okay.
I'm not going to capitulate to you on that. I'll concur with you on that.
8.6.
What would make her a 10?
Stop it.
What would she? Okay. 4 o'clock, 4-pack, top 4 talk show talkers. How'd you rate Joan Rivers?
Let's continue. We're on a tight schedule.
Roseanne Barr?
You've got extra time now because the NDSU homecoming parade has been called off, and I know
I wasn't going.
Now your evening's free.
I wasn't going. My family was going to go. I'm going to the Spuds football game, though.
Are you?
Yeah. They beat Fergus Falls,
by the way.
Never made an official bet, though.
No, we didn't. But thanks for bringing that up. I thought you'd forgotten about it.
Nope. Spuds won. Top 4 talk show talkers of the day on the Mike McFeely Show. Number 4. Well, thank goodness, because the people in Montana can now eat the roadkill that they hit with their cars. That's right. They can kill it and grill it in Montana, Jurgi. Montana now may be the ultimate drive-through destination for adventurous foodies thanks to a new law. Wow. Look at Joan Rivers' face.
He's put Joan Rivers on another computer screen.
Look
in here,
at
Daniel.
That.
And Dan.
Whoa.
She's.
Wow.
Well,
do you think that when she had the last surgery, they had two people pulling her face back with their hands before they sewed it to the back of her skull? Look at that. Wow.
She's had some upgrades.
That's the phrase you want to use?
Capitulated
to some upgrades. Anyway, you can hit an animal now in Montana and just apparently throw it in your truck and go for it.
Or just use a hibachi right there.
Just fire up the Weber. Run along the side
now,
of the
you
road.
Can, now, you can, North Dakota, Minnesota, if you hit a deer, you can call the DNR or the game warden and tag it, claim it.
No, don't tell that guy in South Fargo
but you can do that, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. What's wrong? Does this involve gophers, coyotes, any kind of roadkill in prairie dogs?
Yeah, anything. Before the bill passed, the highway patrol would call food banks to pick up the roadkill carcasses, and they'd just do it. Now you can actually just
porcupines.
Throw them back in your pickup. Yeah, yep.
You don't have to call anybody. You just take it.
Yeah. We have some animals whose parts are worth quite a bit, said the state representative who sponsored the bill. Sheep, bobcats, bears. So I reduced the bill down to deer, elk, moose, and antelope. The bill's confined to those four animals for that purpose. In other words, they don't want people running down sheep or bobcats or bears along the side of the road there in Montana.
I see. Okay. But you can take what you listed there.
Yeah. Just take it.
Well, it saves paperwork, doesn't it?
And
it'll save the fight that we had.
Yeah, with
11 people trying to claim a
yeah, the one in which the police department was right to do what they did.
You mean that fight in South Fargo here a few weeks ago.
Here's the question I have. If you're traveling down a rural Otter Tail County road and you smoke hit. I don't mean smoke a deer.
Okay.
Pipe would never be big enough.
Jeez.
If you smoke a deer.
What are you doing in here today?
If you smoke a deer.
Yeah.
You could just. Who's going to say, if you just threw it in the back of your truck or threw it in the front of your Datsun, nobody's going to say anything.
On the roof?
Right? Yeah, just tie it to the roof of your Z28.
They're probably not. Unless you went by a deputy anyway. What in the world's that?
Why is that deer riding shotgun in Jerky's car? You might get pulled over for that.
Maybe.
Number three, oil spill. Western North Dakota, nearly a million gallons, 20,000 some barrels of oil, Jerky. Governor Dalrymple didn't know about it. Hey, why does the governor need to know? If there's a million gallon oil spill, companies saying, look, we're all over this thing. People saying, I'm not quite sure they were.
Well, the farmer discovered it on the 29th of September, and out in his combine, Don Haney of our new staff spoke with the farmer. Joel had News and Views on KFGO today, had Dave Glad and with the Health Department and the Public Service Commissioner Brian Koch. The Health Department knew about it shortly after it was reported. The company knew about it, and they were taking action. But Dave Glad, even with the Health Department, said today that the chain of notification, we could do better there. Dave Thompson of Public Radio, who we work with closely here at KFGO, have for many years in Bismarck, was at an event with the governor yesterday, and there was an announcement of a new director of a certain office. And so when Dave was aware of the spill, and the governor hadn't been asked about it yet, and he told him he found out about it on Wednesday of this week. And Dave was a bit surprised by that, I think, and maybe the governor was surprised that he wasn't notified. So they're going to work on that, and then the Public Service Commission is going to ask some questions, too, about what went wrong here. Didn't you have a pressure loss? Wouldn't you have known almost immediately that this at least 20,000 barrels of oil had leaked out? So a lot of questions. It's, I believe, the largest spill we've had, reported spill, since the return of the boom. So didn't happen near a real populated area out in the country, but cleanup could cost millions of dollars, and it might take years to clean it up.
So this guy's land, it's what's about 7 football fields, like 7.5 acres roughly?
That's what he said, yes.
So is this guy just going to lose the 7.5 acres for production? Because he had wheat in it, I think, this year.
I don't know how that's going to shake out.
Because you can't plant crop in an area that's been despoiled by an oil spill.
And it's a clay soil. It fortunately contained. He said there's some gravel in it, so it soaked it up pretty good. I don't know whether there'll be compensation for the farmer down the road. I guess we don't know how the cleanup will go, but certainly a significant spill.
Text message comes in, says the ding seems loud again today.
Now, I spoke to the people.
Come on, Pinto.
I spoke,
get with it, buddy.
I spoke to people down the hall, and they said that no matter where Daniel puts the ding, what level, on the radio, it should be fairly consistent because we have tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of broadcast equipment, equalization, that type of thing, that if you're in your car, your combine, your sugar beet truck, your home, the ding should be fairly consistent with the rest of the sound.
Really?
That's what was explained to me.
But we have all kinds of people saying
it's too loud
in the combine.
Yeah, well, I'm just telling you what engineering told me.
This is going to take place of the ding. It's going to replace the ding. Rest of the year. Hope you're happy with it.
Number two on our list today. Well, this is a rough way to get a marriage going. Dateline Berlin.
North Dakota?
No. Oh, Berlin, okay. Germany.
Okay.
We beat him in the war. A German couple's marriage got off to a rocky start.
Saw that in the paper.
Yep. When the groom forgot his bride at a highway gas station on the way home from their honeymoon, only noticing she was missing hours after he took off down the road. The woman had been sleeping in the back of the car, but got up, unbeknownst to her hubby, to use the bathroom. Didn't get back in the car before he jumped back in. He took off down the road in his Mercedes.
I could see down the Audubon.
Down the Audubon in his Mercedes.
I could see that happening. She was sleeping. He didn't know. They just got married. He's not that used to her.
Not that attached to her yet. He's not really going to miss her that much.
When I was a kid, my sister got left at Red Owl.
Oh, that's right.
And it was like an hour before we noticed she wasn't home.
What was she doing in the hour?
She was looking at magazines.
Like Tiger Beat or
I don't know. Probably teen.
People?
17.
17, not Cosmopolitan yet.
No, that wasn't out there. But I think we went home and put the groceries away, and somebody said, "Where's she at?" Had to go back to Red Owl and get her. She was still there, looking at the magazine. So that happens. That happens.
I love Red Owl stories, by the way.
Apparently, we weren't too attached to her. No, it was just an honest mistake.
Knock it off. All right? Knock it off. Thank you. The ding is fine. I think people just like messing with us now. Number one, this is a sad and tragic story, Jerky. Adrian Peterson, running back for the Minnesota Vikings. It has been discovered that his 2-year-old child in Sioux Falls looks like it's going to die. Terrible case of abuse of a boyfriend of the mother of the child. Not Adrian's wife or girlfriend, just somebody who he had a relationship with a couple of years ago. Bad story out of Sioux Falls.
Yeah, the initial report came in Wednesday to the Sioux Falls Police Department. And they haven't said a lot about it down there. That a choking call, that someone was choking or had been choked, and it was quickly determined, I think, after police arrived at the investigation by doctors in an emergency room, I'm sure, that this was no accident. And this is a 2-year-old, and I think you have some information that he's... There are some reports that the child's on a ventilator, and they may shut that off and may not survive. The suspect is in jail in Sioux Falls, $750,000 bond. Adrian Peterson did speak at training camp or at the Winter Park today. Didn't address it directly, other than to say he'll be playing Sunday. It's his job, and he'll carry on. His father, I guess, confirmed to some Twin City media that it was Adrian's son early in the day. And
this just in, Jim Monk just popped in and dropped this off. It said KSTP in the Twin Cities reporting that Adrian Peterson's son has died. Sources, the Sioux Falls Police Department.
Okay.
So,
all right. Well,
so those charges will be...
they'll be changed.
Changed to
certainly.
Murder.
This 27-year-old man who's in custody, he has a criminal record, domestic and that type of thing, I think, an assault. And so... tragic story. What do you say?
Yeah, no, nothing to say.
And Adrian Peterson has 2 children, I guess, that we know of. There's Adrian Jr. and this child in Sioux Falls. And
he has 3, I think.
3.
Now,
okay.
This one was sort of nobody knew about this
okay.
one. He has 2 children that we knew about, and now this one's was one that we didn't know about. Thank you, Jergy.
All right, I'll be gone on Monday.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Well, okay.
I'll be in New York City. On behalf of our news department.
No, wait a second now.
On behalf of our news department.
Stop.
I will, on behalf of our news department, accepting an Edward R. Murrow Award from the Radio, Television, Digital News Association.
Okay.
So I'm very pleased and honored to be able to do that for a newscast that we entered last year in the contest. It's a world organization, so I'm proud of the news department, and I'll be happy to be out in New York City on Monday night at the Marriott Marquis.
The Marriott Marquis.
Yes.
That sounds kind of fancy.
Scott Pelley.
Scooter.
Natalie Morales.
Ah, Nat.
David Muir from ABC.
Davey, I haven't seen him in years. How's he doing?
Dan Revive from CBS or some of the presenters. So it'll be a big
Revivzy. Is Harley Carnes going to be there? Is Carnesy going to be there?
I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know.
I'd like to drink with Harley Carnes.
I don't know.
Bourbon! Is it good? It is, according to a report. I love Harley Carnes.
Yes. So anyway, we'll be there Monday. And hats off to the news department for doing such a great newscast that got us there.
Great job, Jurgi.
All right.
Is your shoulder okay?
I'm okay.
Shoulder okay?
Why?
Pat
well,
yourself
we have
the
to do that
the back
once in a while.
So hard,
well,
I moved to.
Nobody, you know, if you don't do that sometimes, who's
going to
do it?
Who's going to do it for you?
That's right.
Exactly. Thanks, Paul.
We'll see you later.
You bet. Paul Juergens, KFGO News Director. Again, to repeat the story that Jim Monk of our KFGO News team handed me during the four-pack there.